Well, always, you know, always good to get a division win. Thought our team really responded well this week. You know, it was obviously a big win over Pittsburgh, and thought the players came in Wednesday really ready to go to work and attack this game with a good mindset. And we obviously didn't get some things done in the first half the way we wanted to. Buffalo did a real good job. They moved the ball on us and had the turnover for a touchdown. But fortunately, we were able to make some plays in the second half and had a couple big negative plays on defense and then some conversions in the red area that we didn't have in the first half offensively. So, you know, that gave us enough points to win. So proud of the way the players responded at halftime and overall in approaching the game. And good to have 12 wins. Hopefully we can get another one next week.
How you doing, Coach? Your defense, like you mentioned, 1-for-6 in the second half, stopping them on third down. And you were 0-for-4 in the red zone. Not allowing them to get in the red zone. How big was that for your team?
Huge, yeah. Well, we spent a lot of time on the field in the first half because we couldn't make those third down conversions. They had 5 third downs on the first drive, and we finally made the last one. They were 4-for-5, but they moved all the way down the field and got the field goal. The third down stop, some of that was from long yardage, negative plays on early downs, but those are big stops for us. And anytime you hold a team to 9 points, that's pretty good. That's usually good enough for us defensively. We can usually score more than that. So that was good defense. You know, fourth down stop was a big stop. We had a lot of fast players on the field to chase Taylor, and I thought they did a pretty good job of containing him. He's a hard guy to handle, says McCoy. But I thought some of our faster players, our overall team speed at times was good enough to keep them from getting too far away from us.
Knowing that Deion Lewis played more in the passing game in 2015, maybe a little bit in 2016, how confident were you that he could take on a bigger role in this game?
Deion's been able to play for us in all situations. He's done that since the start of training camp. James is our best third down guys, one of the best guys in the league, but we have other players that can do that. And Deion's taken a lot of those snaps. We had some guys step in today and give us some really important snaps that we needed with a couple guys that were out. And Deion did a good job on, you know, he obviously ran the ball well, but did a good job on third down too. I thought, speaking of that though, I thought Nate did a real good job. He was kind of came down with, you know, some stuff last night, but he really showed a lot of toughness and again, gave us a lot of good snaps and against a good player. Hughes played well, so we had a lot of guys step in there for us this week.
Bill, you talk about negative plays and the speed to get to Taylor. One of those plays was Malcolm Brown's sack. Can you discuss the importance of not only that play, but the complementary sequence that it seemed to spark defensively and then with field position and then offensively?
Yeah, that was a huge play for us. Buffalo had a lot of success throughout the game on their first play of the drive starters. They had several solid plays and a couple big plays on that, 15-yarders, you know, the long pass on the play action. So that was a big stop for us. But they were doing a good job of getting the drive going and getting the series going, and that was another bootleg, and we played it better, and Malcolm made a good play to trip Taylor up. So that put in the long yardage, and we got the punt, and we were able to convert the score there. So it was a good complementary series with our defense, special teams, offense. We were able to go on a little bit of a run there at the end of the third and start of the fourth quarter.
Bill, it seemed like in previous weeks a lot of the big plays in the run game you guys gave up were on the edge, and this is sort of a team that can challenge you in that respect a lot with both Taylor and McCoy. You know, how important was it for you guys to limit those, because it seemed like you did a good job of that.
Well, these backs are really good. McCoy is as good as any back in the league, and he can go anywhere. So inside, outside, if you take away the outside, he can kill you inside. If you take away the inside, he can kill you outside. He's got great vision and quickness, and we saw that on the catch-and-run play he had out there in the flat. So it's really down to team defense. You just can't take away one thing, stop the outside run or stop the inside run or stop the trap or stop the stretch. There's too many different runs, and he's too good at finding space. So it really comes down to team defense. Everybody across the board doing a good job and not giving him a lot of space to operate.
Bill, you mentioned 12 wins. This is the eighth consecutive season that the team has been able to get 12 wins or more, and it's an NFL record. I know you always give credit to the players, but doesn't it have to be a consistency of an organization and how they operate to achieve such a thing?
Well, I give credit to everybody who's a part of it. There are a lot of people that do a good job, but again, in the end, when we win out there, it's because the players go out there and make good plays. That's why we win. I mean, you can't win without good players, and you can't win without players making plays. So we're lucky we have a lot of them. We've had a lot of them.
Bill, big play was your challenge of the 4th-and-1. I was just curious, on the sideline, upstairs, what was the communication there? What was the decision in challenging the spot on Deion's run?
Right. Well, I didn't really get a good look at it, but the coaches upstairs thought it was close. And I think because it was right on the line, they were able to see whether or not it, you know, crossed the line to gain. I guess there's a yellow line on TV or something like that they thought it was worth challenging. We didn't get a lot out of it. I mean, we kicked a field goal, but it was really, you know, the coaches upstairs did a good job of spotting that and feeling it was worth the challenge. And it was. They made a good call on that.
Bill, on Nate Solder, mentioning him, how close was that to being, you know, 90 minutes before game when you have to declare inactives? Is that when you sort of knew?
And then, I don't know.
And then on Gronkowski's touchdown catch, what did you see on that play?
Good catch. It's right down the sideline, or it's people in front of me. I didn't really get a good look at it. But I thought it was a great throw where only Rob could get it. And Rob reeled it in and got his feet down, so I'm sure you saw a lot better look at it than I did. It's right down the sideline, so I didn't really have a great view of it.
Bill, Tom's thrown consecutive interceptions in 5 straight games, first time since 2002. Is that a concern, or is it more about the defenses that you've been playing and where you've been sort of personnel-wise in recent weeks?
I mean, nobody wants to throw interceptions. Tom doesn't want to throw them. Nobody wants to throw them. So, look, there's things in the game that come up every game that we need to improve on and correct offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. I don't think that'll ever change. So we always want to take care of the ball. We always want to score points when we send the offense on the field. We always want to stop the offense when we send the defense on the field. We always want to create field position or score points when we send the special teams out on the field. So there's no other reason to send them out there. So we'll just keep working and do a better job.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.